This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Lok Sabha today on the current situation in West Asia, outlining key aspects of the ongoing US-Israel conflict with Iran and explaining India's position on the issue. Speaking in the House, the Prime Minister said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He said government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers.
भारत में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती है युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो देश के सामान्य परिवारों को परेशानी भी कम से कम हो इस पर हमारा फोकस रहा है
The Prime Minister said the government is in constant contact with suppliers from different countries. An effort is to ensure that oil and gas supplies continue from the sources wherever possible. The Prime Minister said that in this grave situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority.
संकट की स्थिति में देश विदेश में भारतीयों की सुरक्षा हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता रही है युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से लेकर अब तक 3,75,000 से अधिक भारतीय सुरक्षित भारत लौट चुके हैं ईरान से ही अभी तक लगभग 1,000 भारतीय सुरक्षित वापस लौटे हैं इनमें 700 से अधिक मेडिकल की पढ़ाई करने वाले युवा हैं
Mr. Modi reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. The Prime Minister said all agencies of the country, be it coastal security, border security, cyber security and strategic installations have been put on high alert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that amid West Asia conflict, India has demonstrated its capacity for relationship building, decision making and crisis management. Addressing a summit organized by a private media in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that since February 28, there has been global turbulence. Yet even in such harsh and adverse conditions, India continues to move forward with confidence in its progress and commitment to development. Mr. Modi asserted that India no longer avoids challenges. Instead, it confronts them. The Prime Minister underlined that even in times of warlike situations, the world is amazed by India's policy, strategy and capability. Mr. Modi added that from the Gulf to the global West and from the global South to neighbouring countries, India is a trusted partner for all. He said that with the collective efforts of 1.4 billion citizens, India is moving forward while facing every crisis, with the country's economy progressing rapidly. The Prime Minister further noted that the country continues its efforts to ensure that its citizens do not face minimal difficulties, whether it is energy, fertilizers or essential goods. The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity and natural gas for domestic and transport purposes supply is 100% maintained. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in Delhi on recent developments in West Asia today. United States President Donald Trump has announced an extension to his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. will hold off strikes on power plant for 5 days. Mr. Trump made this announcement in a social media post, just hours ahead of the earlier stated 48-hour deadline. He noted that recent discussions between U.S. and Iranian officials have been very good and productive, expressing optimism that they could lead to a complete and total resolution of the conflict. On the other hand, Iranian state media reported that Tehran has firmly rejected the prospect of talks with Washington, emphasizing that no direct dialogue is currently taking place between the two sides. The filing of nomination papers has ended for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly elections. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.